You're listening to Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall on CJAD 800.
That is James Menney. He is out over at the Montreal Gazette. So, Jim, I guess I can start with Eric Girard, the interview
well,
we did.
Excuse me, Aaron, but I have to tell you a very, very important story about this whole interview. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I like to, you know, tune in usually an hour or half an hour before I come on, just to see what's going on. So I tuned in at about 3:40, and I'm listening to you guys interview this person about Bill 96. Now, I swear to God, I'm listening to this. You had planned to have Benoit Dubreuil, the French language commissioner, come on at 5:30. And I thought, well, okay, you know, things happen, schedules change. Obviously, they had him on early. Now, I've spent most of my adult life interviewing people, and I'm not saying I'm a human lie detector, but I know, as I listen, sometimes I know why people are speaking a certain way that they're speaking. I'm thinking you're talking to Benoit Dubreuil, and as he's talking to you, between the pauses and the hunting for various words, the conclusion I have is that this guy hasn't even looked at Bill 96. So can you imagine my surprise when I discover at the end of the segment, it's not Monsieur Dubreuil, it's Eric Girard, the minister responsible for Anglos. And I will bet you folding money, this guy, apart from the little, you know, recipe card-sized briefing notes he has on 96, hasn't even looked at this law. He says, well, you know, we might adjust it. It's a law. It's not an internship. We're not going to turn around and say, oh, you know, all that stuff that's in the law right now, we're going to amend all that. Absolutely no way. So the fact that, you know, I heard you, Natasha, say you were uncomfortable. He didn't exactly sound like he was running through a field of roses either.
No.
It sounded like he'd rather be talking about anything else than Bill 96. But that's where we are. Our point man in the government, who, and I'm sure he's a fine fellow, he has a tremendous reputation, certainly in terms of financial acumen and whatever. But, you know, our point man, I get the impression, was chosen simply because his English has the least accent when he speaks.
I'm bummed. It totally bummed me out. I came out of that interview. I'm wanting to write to him, Jim. I'm like, you're responsible for us. How can you have nothing to say to us?
And I will say, when I challenged him, and I meant it only to say when he said, you know, because the government keeps pointing to this, Jim, you know that, right? Every time we talk about healthcare, they say absolutely nothing changes in healthcare via Bill 96. And he named all the other ministers, including the premier, who have all basically said the same thing. But then we learned the other day, Aaron Durfel's report, right, on Bill 15, on C-50, it's exactly the concern, never mind about getting service in English, how are you even going to get a job in the healthcare system once this new bill comes into effect? And he dismissed it out of hand.
I'm at the point now, guys, where, you know, you could be in a burning house with Francois Legault, and you could have cinders on your shoulders and on his, and he would look at you with a straight face and say, house is on fire? I think you're alarming people unnecessarily. These guys, will, in your face, will tell you the precise contrary to what's going on. And as for, you know, give it a year and we'll see what happens. In a year's time, trust me, it's not going to matter, because I think so many people are and will be affected by what, as far as I'm concerned, is the true purpose of this law is to make people, make not all non-Francophones feel so unwelcome, so irritated, so annoyed with all these little, petty, vindictive, low-end requirements. That you have to once again justify your presence in Quebec. It's absolute rubbish. And it's very daunting to have heard that from, as you say, the cabinet minister who is supposedly in charge of relations with Anglophone Quebecers, who, as far as I can tell, has done nothing more than given a very cursory examination to 96. And to its more, insulting elements. And basically, you know, sort of collectively patting us on the head and saying, you know, don't worry, be happy, we'll see what happens. I know what's going to happen. And it doesn't involve the phrase, things get better.
I want to play something, Jim, because I know the other issue. This is the last day. The National Assembly, of course, rises for the break now. I want you to hear, I love these when they sum up the sessions. They're all very short. So you're going to hear from the premier, or at least you're going to hear from Mark Tanguay, sorry, the interim leader of the Liberals, and then from Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois and Paul St-Pierre Plamondon. I think this is worth hearing. So this is them summing up the last session. Brian?
Our biggest challenge is to make sure that the government will do better. The government will recognize that we, the Liberals, have not all the solution, but very tangible solutions to be able to wake up that government.
I'm very proud of the fight. If Quebec Solidaire was not there, the bill to increase the salaries of the MNAs by $30,000 would have been adopted in a day.
Rarely in the history of Quebec's politics, we've seen a party say something on several very important topics and do the exact opposite within a few months after the elections. I think it's an unprecedented situation.
Three different takes, three different party leaders. What do you think?
Now, the last one was St-Pierre Plamondon, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was on the money. That was the most accurate assessment of this government. And it's interesting to note that there is a kind of commonality in the statements pointing out that, you know, guess what, folks? We're actually working as opposition. And that's, I think, the most important takeaway from this session is that after sort of, I don't want to be flip about it, but sort of enjoying a post-pandemic glow, that's gone. And Quebecers, and not just us, not just Anglophone Quebecers, but all Quebecers seem to be waking up to what this government is capable of doing and perhaps more importantly, incapable of doing. We're not talking about perhaps issues that are of front and center interest to our listeners, but just the governance of Quebec, just the idea of having a clear vision of where you're going to go, whether it's in terms of immigration, which is not so much a matter of immigration in Quebec as it is a matter of getting labor into this province. I get the impression, and certainly from Legault's assessment of this session, that you are going to see a change in tone. I think, first of all, they're going to spend the summer trying to figure out how to appear more disciplined and, in fact, more professional. Because, let's face it, it's great for us to sit here and say, well, yeah, it's a one-man show. It's François Legault. But that doesn't play at the provincial scale. I mean, it's great. As I mentioned yesterday, he seems to always go out to every disaster. And, yeah, that's his job. But the bigger issue of trying to prevent those disasters from being as destructive as mm-hmm. they've been, we don't get any answer on that. We always and if you try and push Legault, it's the same thing as saying if you try and push the CAC on issues that need immediate attention, there's always some shiny thing, usually in some legislation that targets a perceived or a created adversary for the Quebec nation, that he'll jump on and try and get your attention off of the real issues that way. But I get the impression that entire vaudeville is beginning to fall apart, that the stage that they've been dancing on for the past 5 years is getting a bit rickety. And guess what? By the time we come back in the fall, I think you are going to see a different tone, certainly on the part of the opposition, because I think that tone has become even more aggressive. But also on the part of the CAQ, because they can't keep pulling these gaffes, whether it's Monsieur Drainville, whether it's Monsieur Dubé in health. As Mr. St-Pierre Plamondon has said, literally saying one thing one week and doing the exact opposite the next. I'm sure he wasn't referring to what I'm referring to, which is services for Anglophones or indeed the entire perception of people who are non-Francophones in Quebec, but it's the same thing. And if that impression begins to spread, maybe François Legault will have an even more difficult session come the fall as he did this spring.
We can only hope. Benoit Dubreuil, by the way, Jim, is going to join us. That's the French language commissioner. He's going to join us on Monday now at 3:35. We had to move things around, so mark that in your agenda.
Well, listen, it's still, as far as I'm concerned, it all worked out for the best, because that epiphany, I swear to God, Natasha, I don't I don't get gobsmacked easily anymore, but I got gobsmacked this afternoon.
I'm with you. I'm
that
really
interview
with
you. That Jim is referring to, if you did not hear it, is going to be replayed just after the 5:30 news. It's already up on our website now.
Yeah, it's on the website. Yeah. And I recommend, if you guys, you know, if the listeners have been have come in from the beginning with me, I urge you, listen to it. Pretend that you don't know who it is and tell me if that guy has ever read Bill 96.
James Manny, the Montreal Gazette. Jim, you have a great weekend.
You too, guys.